this site always seems to be going through some form of experimentation, and part of it is because I'm never happy with just one format, and I've always like trying different things. So bear with me as we try out this review shot, which is a miniature version of the review shooter written reviews on the website. Part of this comes from the fact that I find it really difficult to be critical of a movie or to find stuff to write about that actually fulfills a movie review. So I'm just going to sit here and talk for about 2 or 3 minutes about a movie and, you know, see how it comes out. The movie we're going to start off with is Punisher Warzone, which is an interesting movie to begin with anyhow. As I said before, I don't necessarily think it falls in the spectrum of good or bad. I think it leans closer to a bad movie because it doesn't really have the qualifications most people have for a good movie, such as decent acting or, you know, great direction or anything like that, or really a budget. But it is a fun and entertaining movie for what it is, and what it is, it attempts to be a gritty B-movie superhero, you know, affair, which there aren't any others on the market, to be fair, so it's hard to compare it to anything. I mean, the best comparison I can make is that it's a gritty and darker Tim Burton's Batman, and I know that's kind of an odd comparison to make, but some of the scenes in the movie do seem to be ripped out of the pages of either the movie or out of the Batman Year One comic. Like, the first scene in the movie is the Punisher descending upon a table filled with mafia members. And anybody who's read Year One would know this is reminiscent of the scene where Batman makes his presence known to the mob. But instead of threatening them and telling them that they no longer have a free ride in Gotham, the Punisher pretty much just kills everybody at the table. And you get one of, and yes, this has to be clarified, it's one of, and not the most ridiculous kill in the movie, where he ends up shoving a chair leg through somebody's face. Not smashing it across their face or whatever, he shoves it through their face. And yes, this is not the most ridiculous kill in the movie. So this is the type of action you can expect. Like I said before, it doesn't really have the best acting or direction. I found most of the villains to be more hokey than threatening, and there was one character in particular whose name I'm forgetting, who had a foreign accent, or he should have had a foreign accent, but it sounded really like it was somebody who's forcing a non-stereotypical foreign accent, where it was hard to place what the accent was supposed to be, and the character just came off really awful. But you don't have to worry, he's gone within like the first hour of the movie. Speaking of the time lapse in the movie, the main character, the Punisher, doesn't speak for about the first half an hour of the movie, which was an interesting touch. At first, I thought they were going for the silent hero motif, but, you know, as the movie progresses, he does speak more as he interacts less with the mob and mafia, more with the police, and his sidekick, who's played by Newman from Seinfeld. I'm sorry, I can't remember his actual name. And, yeah, there's a family that gets introduced like more than halfway through the movie that I guess becomes the crux of his emotional connection. I don't really buy it, but, you know, it's important to the climax of the movie, so there it is. It's difficult for me to recommend this movie. It's difficult for me to recommend the movie, but I do recommend people seeing it if they can. So if you can acquire it, and I don't want to say how you can acquire it, Rentals, Netflix, if it happens to be on TV when you're channel surfing, I would recommend seeing it, but I won't recommend going out of your way to purchase it or, you know, buying it or anything of that sort. So yes, this has been my review of Punisher Warzone, and a fun and entertaining, but not really well-made movie.